Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a laptop, desktop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. As always, you can send us an email, and that email is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency.com. Now, keep in mind, over the coming weeks, we are going to be redoing our website to make it a little bit more user-friendly and add some neat new features. So be looking for that in the coming weeks. Well, here we are, the first week of June. And a lot of people are looking to open their pool, whether they have an in-ground pool or an above-ground pool. We have an above-ground pool here at our house, and we are already in the process of getting it ready. Online, I did some research and found this article from swimmingpool.com. How do you like that? Swimmingpool.com. With tips on how to open your pool for the season. Doesn't matter if you're a veteran and you already know everything. There are a few tips on here that you may not be aware of. But definitely this is for beginners. This is our second year opening our pool. So a lot of these tips are going to help us out. Now, the first tip here, it says clean up. Before even attempting to open your pool, take time to clean up the pool and surrounding area. Taking care of debris that may fall into the pool beforehand will save you the pains of having to clean it out of the pool later. Check the status of the deck, deck furniture, exterior of the pool to make sure everything is in good repair, repair or replace as necessary, of course. So if you've got a deck and you've got a loose deck board or something, you're going to want to take care of that before you open the pool. Because you got sawdust and, if you're staining, you got all that mess to deal with. You don't want that going on while your pool is open. So definitely go ahead and take care of that. Check your deck furniture. Make sure there are no cracks. Make sure it's not going to break. Check the exterior of the pool. Do you see any pinhole leaks? Do you see any wet spots on the ground that you need to be aware of? Is there any unevenness that you see around the outside of the pool? Make sure that you get that taken care of. The second tip they have here is check those chemicals. It says here, inventory your chemicals and replace those that are expired or look quote-unquote iffy. So if you've got chemicals that maybe turned a different color, maybe they're supposed to be blue and they turn brown or turn clear, that's not a good sign. Or when you go to grab your chlorine powder or whatever that you're going to use, and you see it's all caked up and dried out, it's probably past its prime. You need to get yourself some new chemicals. Now, the article itself does have an inventory list of chemicals that you should have, so be sure to check out that article. And again, you can get that article from our website, www.mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page. It says there should be a link there to Let's Talk Insurance, and it'll bring you to the blog post for today. If you happen to be listening to this podcast later on, easy enough. Just do what I just said. Go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance. And then when you get to our blog, in the upper right, there's going to be a search bar. Just type in swimming pool tips, and it should bring you to the article for today. Now, the next tip is removing the cover. First off, if you've got water on the cover, you want to use a submersible pump to bleed that water off, which we are doing right now. My wife has our submersible pump out there on the pool cover, getting all the nasty water from the winter and also from the recent rains out. And remove any leaves or debris that you can before you attempt to remove it. You need to get the water off. You need to get that debris off, because as you try to get that pool cover off, it is going to weigh it down. And if you've got a lot of debris, if you've got a lot of water on that pool cover, it is going to be difficult to get that up and out of the pool. So make sure you get as much water as you can. I mean, it doesn't have to be exactly dry, but get as much as you can. Use a soft rake or something like that to try to rake up the leaves to the edge where you can grab them and toss them. Because, again, wet leaves are heavy. So make sure that you do that. Now, after you get the pool cover off, you're going to want to lay it on the ground. Take a little soap and a scrub brush or a scrub broom, and just scrub it up, clean it up, get all the as much dirt and debris and everything else that you can off of it, rinse it off, and then let it air dry before you fold it up and put it away. You definitely don't want to fold it up and put it away when it's wet, because with it being folded in there, that's just a place for mold and bacteria and algae to just grow. So definitely make sure that your pool cover is nice and dry before you fold it and put it away. The next tip that they have here is a pool inspection. Now, once you get the pool cover off, you need to inspect the interior of the pool. Remove any plugs from the various openings. Check the pump and other items to make sure that they're in good working condition. You don't want to go through the hassle of hooking everything up, flicking the switch, and find out that the pool pump isn't working, or the skimmer's not working, or you've got a pinhole leak in one of the hoses. Definitely inspect all that stuff before you start hooking it up. And lastly, you need to fill the pool. If you've got an above-ground pool that remains up all year, you should have lowered the water line to below the return jets before you winterized. At this point, you're going to want to fill the pool to the water line and, unfortunately, hop in. You're going to use your scrub brush to scrub the algae and other stuff from the walls and floor, allowing the pool filter and the pool skimmer to take that water in and clean out all the algae and debris that you're stirring up from the bottom and from the sides of the pool. Again, you could go to our website, mvpinsure.us. Lower middle of the landing page, you can find the Let's Talk Insurance link. Click on that. It'll bring you to the blog post for today. If you're listening to this later on, easy enough, just go up to the search bar and type in pool opening tips, and it'll bring you to the post for today. Well, I hope that these tips, I want you to go to the article from swimmingpool.com, and again, you can access that on our blog. Many, many more tips. I'm only sharing just a fraction of the article to give you content, but I want you to actually read the full article and get even more tips on opening your pool safely this season. I want to reiterate again that we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that's mvpinsure.us. Again, that's mvpinsure.us. And be looking out on the coming weeks for a brand spanking new website. Hopefully it'll be a little bit more intuitive. All the links will hopefully be working. I know we do have a few broken links on our website, but that will be resolved in the coming weeks. So be on the lookout for that. That's going to be the our mvpinsure.us website. You can send us an email too. Remember that. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. That's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And I hope you have a very good week, a very safe week, and enjoy your pool. Take care.